T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
Do you trust the Celtics now?
The Celtics improved now to 41-26.
Hopefully, this is the streak that really propels them.
The real streak.
The real streak.
Something about that plane ride.
I did some coaching on the plane myself. I helped Coach Stevens with some coaching, but
The Bennett brothers were going nuts trying to get it somehow so they could play together.
Do you feel better or worse that you would end up getting both of the Bennett's?
Yeah. It's not just about football, but we challenge each other in life.
The more you hang around.
Big my brother right here. Woo, look at that.
Trent Brown.
Trent out big. He big.
Intends to sign a 4-year, $66 million contract with the Oakland Raiders.
What about Trey Flowers? What's the latest on him? Are they going to re-sign this guy or what?
Ah, man, I have no clue.
The feeling in New England is Flowers will come back to them.
I love you, Coach.
I love you too, man.
Right now.
A wimpy baseball player.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Good for Trent Brown. That's what I say. Good for Trent Brown. Came in here, worked his ass off, probably aided some of the... His performance was aided by the fact that he had a quarterback that unloads the ball quicker than any quarterback in the league. Probably had something to do with it. Dante Scarnecchi, you've told us a few times there, big fella. He's pretty good with O-lines,
I would
right?
say. Pretty good? What an unbelievable match. There's two people that any offensive lineman, even wide receivers, really should thank. That is Dante Scarnecchi, if you're a lineman, and Tom Brady.
Give him a percentage of your money.
It's so funny. I heard Keith talking about it earlier today. If you had Lamar Jackson makes it difficult for offensive linemen. One, he holds onto the ball forever. Two, he scrambles all over the place.
And you don't know where he's going.
So you're giving up sacks, and you don't even know. It's not even your fault. The guy doesn't do his job, so it makes you look worse. And it just makes it every game is different. You know, the opportunities, the circumstances. You build such a really good resume by playing for the Patriots, even if you just play 1 year. So 1 year you play, and this is the reward. Well, I'd say your job was pretty easy based on the fact that your offensive coordinator always gave you an edge because the play calling was always to your advantage. Run to pass, like the right time to call it where you knew you would get a good block or an easier block. A pass play, it's quick, it's out of his hands, and if it is a long play, if it is a pass that takes a long time, it's play action. So... We'll see how he does.
4 years, $66 million.
Yeah,
I was just looking at the structure of it. Apparently,
Silicon Raiders slow.
No, but okay.
He broke a record last year with Solder.
So I'm just looking at the cap number.
Mm-hmm.
Right, it's 15.2 this year. You know, next year it's $21.5 million. $21.5 million for Trent Brown, who I was good last year. No one's going to deny that. But like you said, I mean. Tom Brady's his quarterback, getting rid of the ball. Tom Brady bailing on throws, you know, rather than getting sacks a lot last year, which we saw.
Helps your numbers.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think anybody's worked up about this one. And what I would worry about is...
Highest paid offensive lineman in
NFL history.
Trent Brown.
Great.
Wait, was he in the Pro Bowl?
No, he was not in the Pro Bowl.
You know what? He's big.
Was he a runner-up?
He's big. He's really big.
Was he getting any votes?
Another player that the 49ers got for it's just the Patriot connection.
Teams are stupid.
He's going to pair him up with Jimmy Garoppolo, then you'll have Patriot West.
So Pro Football Focus chimed in.
Yeah.
Okay, and they tweeted out that Trent Brown ranked 32nd in the NFL amongst tackles in their grades last year.
Imagine what his numbers would be if Tom Brady were not
the quarterback. That's lower than Riley Reiff, who's seen as a problem in Minnesota.
Who is that?
His grades the last three seasons. He was 32nd this past year, and everybody thought he was great. 28 and then 62nd before that. 32nd ranked tackle in the NFL just is now the highest paid tackle in football.
With $37 million guaranteed.
See you. Good luck. Congratulations.
Yeah, exactly.
You made your cash. Right. Outstanding. Right. Anybody worried about
no
this spot?
No. No, I don't know if Isaiah Wynn can do it because he's tiny compared to this guy, right?
Yep.
So he's I don't know if he can do it.
He's got short arms.
He ain't big. He's like
alligator arms.
Looks like Glenn.
Alligator arms.
He'll never play tackle.
Hey, work for me. I've been able to work around it. I don't know if he can play the position, but they're going to find somebody. And between the way Tom Brady releases the ball and Dante Scarnecchia just coaching somebody up, I don't think there's a single person out there in New England who's sitting there going, oh, my God.
Yeah, but I will say this, though. So, I mean, forget about the grade. I look at Pro Football Focus, and even Bill talked about how the grades, you know, how do you know what they're doing, what they're looking at? They don't even know what the play is.
I look at Chatham's numbers.
Yeah, sure. I look at Chatham, all 22. He's going to break down clear. But this is like, this again, this is just, this is what the market's giving you. Do you think Nate Solder deserved or was worth what the Giants paid him?
No, Giants were
timing. Perfect timing.
They were disappointed in what he was.
Another benefit about being part of this Patriots organization, whether you're a scout, a coach, you name it, a life coach, a player, you benefit from their success.
So I'm looking at the money's being paid out here, and Mike Reese came on Sports Final last night and said he's hearing that it doesn't look like Flowers is going to Miami. Matter of fact, he thinks there's still a possibility he comes back here.
Trey Flowers.
Yeah, I think it's all going to depend on what market is out there for him. I don't think Miami will be in it, but whether it's Detroit, maybe Tennessee, other teams with ties to the Patriots, maybe that ups the price. Reminds me a lot of McCourty and Hightower when they went out to market. Let's see how it unfolds.
Your gut tell you?
I think he could be back. I don't think the door is closed. I know a lot of people think the door is closed after Bennett, but I don't think so. Not yet.
Wow. So Mike's been saying that for a while.
Yeah.
Going back to last week.
Somebody's talking.
Well, I don't know. Maybe he's just naive.
No.
Optimist.
Yeah.
Little Mikey Reese is
so
optimist.
Because if
the Bauer crest
every
camp, you know,
every other top free agent defensive end has been tagged.
Yes.
They've been tagged. They franchise tagged him. He's like the only guy out there. And even better for him, he's got two teams supposedly that were his former coach.
Yeah, that's huge.
And the timing could not be better for him. And in the market, the way it is, you look at what these other guys are getting, he is going to be overpaid.
Yeah.
He's going to be vastly overpaid.
I think that's probably the biggest factor, as you mentioned. I mean, whether Detroit and Miami, both of his defensive coordinators, they know what he brings. I do believe that's one of the issues Patricia had last year. He didn't have any of his guys. He should have brought some of his guys. He's got an opportunity now to bring one of his guys. You have an offseason now to be like, all right, this guy's not on the same page. He got rid of his offensive coordinator there, right? Billy Bob Cooter. He's gone, right? Because he wasn't on the same page. He's working maybe behind the scenes and getting players. I don't listen to this Patricia guy.
Got the Dola there now, too.
Right. I was going to say.
His guy, the Dola.
To your point.
So now you got the Dola.
Yeah, you got an offensive guy, and you could have possibly
have
a defensive guy.
And now you get a defensive guy. And it's one of the things I think Flores needs as well. These new coaches, they come in, they're young. I just think they need somebody on their side. On the field, you know, when the meetings are done, the rooms are done, and it's like people sitting there whispering and being like, oh, this guy. You need a player to represent you on the field.
And I've said this for so long.
Be a little respectful in this whole process.
Every coach does it. Even Mangini.
Belichick did it with everybody he brought from the Giants.
He did it when he went to the Browns. When he went to the Browns, he brought back Bavaro was one of the guys he brought back.
Yeah, sure, let's go with that.
You know, you name it.
Pepper Johnson went everywhere.
Pepper Johnson is another guy. Because it just makes it easier so when all these guys have these questions and they have all these doubts, they can sit there and lean on whoever was over there. Dude, why are we practicing outside? So Amendola can be, dude, you're going to need it. Trust me, it works. That's just stupid. And then Trey Flowers say, listen, man, we did it in New England. What's the big deal?
How valuable is it for like a guy like Flores or Patricia? Something's going on in practice. You know how it is. Sometimes it can't. We need to liven it up. Trey, do me a favor. You know how we do it, right?
Start a fight.
Whatever. I don't know. You know how we do it in New England? You've seen it before, right? This is what we do. Live in this group up. We got to get them. This is what we need. Stuff that we've done in the past that you've seen that works. I need you to do it. I need you on board to help these guys and show and be the mouthpiece for me.
Somebody's got to buy into it.
So he's going to be gone. Yeah, he's going to pay him big bucks for that.
So when you say big bucks and you just said overpaid, all right, that's not the Patriots' way. So if he's going to be overpaid, Trey Flowers is gone. He's not coming back here.
Overpaid. Mike Reese is he's naive.
He gets overpaid. The quarterback doesn't even get overpaid.
Mikey Reese is naive. He's holding out hope.
You got me, Christian?
So what do you think? We think they're like in that like $14 million range, 4 or 5 years?
12.
14?
12.
Because I think it's 17. I think it's going to be 16, 17.
14 might be high, low.
I don't think they'll do it, Louis.
This tackle just got almost $17 million because he showed up finally for 1 year in his entire career. And he almost got 17. I mean, yeah, I think he's going to get right around that. It ain't going to be here.
So this is it. We are now officially in the NFL legal tampering period. Don't you love that? It's where you can do illegal things, but it's
and
okay.
Get away with it.
And get away
so,
with it.
But hold
it's
on, okay. Just footnote.
It's different this year, though.
Well, hold on. Footnote to that.
Yeah.
If you're a player, it doesn't mean you can start doing all sorts of crazy drugs and steroids and HGH. That doesn't apply to that part of it,
tampering.
Okay?
Yeah,
this is not that type of tampering.
You can't tamper with your body.
No.
Tamper with contracts.
No PEDs. Yes, contract talk.
But it is different this year, is that the NFL figured, we'll go, if we're going to go into this legal tampering period, let's go all in. So last year and the year before that, it's been installed for 2 years now, right? You can only talk to the agents. Now you can actually talk to the player.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, why don't they just start it? I guess no matter how far you push it back, they'll just start tampering before that date anyways.
That's my job.
See, to me, this is when, you know, MLB should sit there and just follow everything that's going on right
now. I agree.
And just be like, okay, what are they doing? Because I read some article where it was like, you know, it's going to happen, and it's going to happen fast. Teams are going to go to option A, and they're going to offer them a deal that they think is close to the final number. And if they say no, they move on to the next free agent because they know that these guys are going to come off the board in the first 3 or 4 days, right? I mean, we have money to spend. We want to give it to you. Oh, you're going to hold out, want more? Fine. We're going to go to this guy. We're going to give it to you. You sure you don't want? Because we're going to give it to somebody else. And next thing you know, the player's like, I'll take it. I mean, they're not shopping it. They know who's interested. Their offers are close. And that's why for the next week, it's going to be incredible. Week is going to be unbelievable.
Did you say 3 or 4 days? MLB, they don't come off the shelf for 3 or 4 months.
Well, that's baseball what I mean. Players, I think, are the dumbest of all the four
yeah,
major
so
athletes.
It's they pay attention, baseball, yeah. Because this week
no, you're right.
Is what you should have.
You're right.
To where it's like teams are going to offer you the money, then it's off the table. But they know it's not like that. They know it's just, for whatever reason, it's just different.
All right, we got to get your take on Michael Bennett because we were here on Friday. You were near-death experience.
Yeah, how do you feel, by the way?
You survived. Did you get the flowers we sent?
You're so full of crap, too. I heard you segment Woodway. I've had implants before come to work.
Yes, I have.
You're such a liar.
I don't know.
Oh, what, general anesthesia or local?
Local. I don't do general. I do local
anesthesia. So local, you drive yourself out of there on the local?
Sure, why not?
It's fine. It's no big deal. They don't make anybody drive you out?
No.
Because you're not allowed to drive a car?
I drove.
Okay. I'm sure.
I drove.
I'm sure.
Telling you, I drove.
No, you didn't. You've had a little Novocaine thing.
Notice it was a Friday. You didn't do it on a Wednesday.
Well, I scheduled it so I could do it on a Friday.
Yeah, Friday.
You had a little Novocaine root canals, which I've done and come in with a little Novocaine and your mouth swollen, you can't speak, and the Novocaine wears off.
Want to see my implants?
I'm not talking about anesthesia.
You want to compare implants?
Lying.
No, I did.
Yeah.
I did.
I don't believe
you. I didn't have it. So would you have somebody pick you up?
Yeah, you have to, Glenn.
I don't.
No,
I didn't.
Then
Glenn,
you don't
exactly.
Do it.
He's this tough
then
guy.
Then you don't do it. Then you've never had one.
Which part of it when you put the screw in there?
When they yank a tooth out of your jawbone,
right?
And then they drill a screw back into it.
Yeah, I drove.
You drove home.
I drove home.
Okay. Drugs.
I absolutely.
Oh, yeah,
drove
listen,
home.
Maybe I'm wrong, but I'm sure a dentist will tell you that doesn't happen, and that's very irresponsible.
You know when
you're not allowed to.
You know when you had to do the paperwork.
Yeah.
When you first got in there, and they said, wuss or non-wuss, which one did you check off?
Well, I think they realized he was a baseball player, so they checked wuss for him.
Exactly.
Hell, give me the good stuff,
so
man.
So what's your take? Michael Bennett, now a member of the New England
Patriots. I think he's a very good deal, cheap money, very good player. I hate the human. I don't like the guy. I don't like him at all. I think he's lies. The whole Vegas thing. Did he sue them, by the way? When's the hearing for that?
When's the hearing
for that? Because I thought he was going to sue them because he was so upset with how they treated him.
You know what happened?
Even though nothing really showed that they singled out a black man because all black men were running out of that place.
I was going to say, there's no lawsuit because the truth came out. The actual truth came out of what really happened.
That's why he didn't sue?
How about the court case down in Houston
at the Super Bowl?
Well, that's different, though. I think that one is something that he won't get away with.
Still pending.
Or from. I should probably say
no,
from.
No, this is one Some's of those gonna, guys you're going to watch something. There on Sundays. You're going to say, yeah, he's a good football player. We know he's a good football player. Especially if somehow they were to keep on, if they were to keep Trey Flowers in the Claiborne walk. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
But
I
like Martellus but a hell of a lot better than I like Michael.
It's hard to like him. It really is hard to like him. And like anything else, people here in New England will give him the benefit of the doubt because it's all about the laundry. And if he plays like crap here, then everybody will remember that he was Jesse Smollett before Jesse Smollett, right? That's
what
will happen.
That's basically
then it all comes back to haunt him, all right? And by the way, he was going to sue,
But then, if you remember, the video came out with the body cam from the cop on making, you know, talking to him.
I'm not going to be in it right now.
What am I going to do?
We're dealing with the shooter.
All right, but I didn't do that.
Get your fucking feet out.
Get your
fucking
feet out.
Okay, man, I got no problem, man. I'm just asking a question.
Viewer says this, we hear somebody shooting in there. Everyone's down. You're running.
I'm trying to get out. My team.
Yeah, stop talking. Yeah. I understand. But you understand how that looks, though.
Yeah.
Okay, you're not in under arrest. We're going to get you out of here, okay? But we just had to make sure, because right now, all we know is people are shooting in there, is what we're hearing, and then you're running away, so we're making sure that's not you. Now, come out. And if it's not you, we don't have time to be out here talking to you.
Get your name. Do you have an ID on you?
No, man. My name is Michael Bennett.
Okay.
Seattle, Seattle. Flip it up.
Michael Bennett?
Yeah.
I imagine you're the... But if I can get a picture of him, if you football, then...
Michael Bennett? I've heard of him.
You do recognize him?
Certainly, it sounds like they treated him poorly.
Yeah, so
they
expressed everything, and listen, sorry. And it was actually, I think they went through it once, and they went back in there, and that's when he was hiding behind and then took off.
Right,
hiding behind a machine, and he took off. So they're like...
Shooting in progress.
There's a shooting in progress. At least they thought there was.
First of all, he accused the Las Vegas police of racial profiling him. And I don't even know if you remember this, Glenn, Lou. I don't even know if you guys remember this.
I do.
He sent out a tweet. No, I know you remember the incident, but he sent out a tweet. And then I'm just going to read you the first part of the first paragraph, and it's titled "Dear World." It's a whole world to hear this. August 26, 2017, he talked about how he went to the fight and everything was cool. And when he was heading back to the hotel, several hundred people heard sound like guns. Like many of the people in the area, I ran away from the sound for looking for safety. Las Vegas police officers singled me out and pointed their guns at me for doing nothing more than simply being a black man in the wrong place at the wrong time. So that's his opening paragraph.
I mean, it was a thing for me to sit there and have to sit her down and explain to her about stereotypes and racial profiling and what it means to be a black man in America and what it means for her to be a young black woman as she grows up in this country.
Yeah, but there's only one problem with it, where he claimed that they were singling out him. When you look at the video, most of the people that were there happened to be black. So why didn't they?
Yeah. Hold on, Glenn.
Specifically,
the three cops were all minorities.
That's correct.
The whole place was filled with African Americans.
That is correct.
And Latinos.
Yeah.
They told him to stop. He got up and ran away. Right. And then on top of that, they were unbelievably considerate because the guy didn't have an ID on him, right. And he said, "You know what? Take my word for it. Here's my name. Look me up." And then they let him go.
Yep.
Yeah. And then he leaves, and a couple days later, he has a press conference, releases this whole thing, and says he was being racially profiled?
As I said, it's hard to like this guy. He's a phony.
His brother writes children's books.
Yep.
His book was How to Make White People Uncomfortable.
Yes. Did you read it?
No.
I'm rubber and you're glue. Anything you say bounces off of me and sticks it back to you.
It's
some readings on it, but we should
it's
do
unreal. It really is.
No, my problem is
what
that
if he wrote a book the other way?
But here's the thing. So
is that the biggest difference between the two, though?
Well, I'm just saying, I don't know. We interviewed Martellus. We've seen Martellus here. I think he's entertaining. You know, I don't mind him at all. I think he's kind of funny. He seems different than his brother. My only thing is that didn't he want out of Philly because he wanted to get paid more? He's got like a 36th highest contract or whatever. It's not $7 million a year. He's got 2 years left, so he wanted more cash. Was it just to get out of Philly? Or does this guy walk into New England and say, hey, nothing's changed. I want more money. You just traded for me. Like, is he happy? Is he going to hold out? Does he want more cash? Is he expecting a new deal?
We talked about that on Friday. My guess is that the Patriots already know the situation. They did their homework on this one, Lou. They know exactly.
I love the contract.
There's stories out of Philadelphia that he might be a Carson Wentz guy. Remember, a Nick Foles guy. Remember,
yep.
We had a apparently there was a split in the locker room down there. I don't know if that's accurate or not. But we do know he wanted more money because he said he wanted more money. I don't think he's going to get it.
I don't think he's going to get it.
How I approach the game, I love football. And whatever team I'm on, I'm going to take that same attitude and go out there and be a nasty player and try to dominate on the defensive line and be the best teammate and the best player I could possibly be. But you understand that, you know, people want to acquire your services. And I think we're in a tough situation as far as the salary cap. And I'm not willing to take a pay cut. I actually want to pay raise at this point. And so whatever happens, just to know whatever team I go to, I want to get paid more than what I'm getting paid right now.
All right, so I think he was just posturing. I think he was just being a blowhard.
Just trying to get out of there?
Yeah, I mean, just, yeah, I don't think you want to be there. Force
the
a trade.
Antonio Brown method, right? Get my ass out
of here. Yeah, but, and which is, I'm totally fine with. I don't think the Patriots are going to pay me. Is this a situation where the Patriots go, you know what? Yeah, you know what? You want it. I mean, you asked for it, so I mean, we're going to give it to you.
This is not a game.
When he's already set and the contract's not guaranteed, you don't need to give him a bonus. You don't need to add any incentives. You don't need to do anything.
All right, so let's look at it overall from a New England Patriots standpoint. You said it, Lou. We said it Friday. He's a good player.
Yep.
So Bill Belichick wanted to acquire, Nick Caserio wanted to acquire a good player, especially if you're going to lose Trey Flowers, though they don't always play the same position because they're slightly different. But they wanted to get a good player. Is he going to be able to do some of the stuff that he's done in the past here? Is he going to be able to be as open as he has been in the past in this organization?
I think I don't remember. Okay, if you take out the whole kneeling during the anthem, other than that, I don't personally recall any major issues that he had.
Oh, you'll find some.
Well, I will tell. Can you tell me one? Like, if it was such a major issue, then I would have heard of it. So would you. You would have noticed it. You would have read something
issue
about it.
I mean, he's got the case of the.
I know. I'm talking
off the field.
I'm talking about locker room not being a dink,
holding
not being
press conferences, ripping the
that
coach,
type of guy.
Ripping everything. Like Martellus has been here. He was an outspoken guy as well before he came here. So, I mean, remember, these two had that interview, I think, before Martellus first showed up. Remember, he's ripping this Tony Romo, he's Jason Witten, he's just shredding everybody, like, oh, this should be fun. He doesn't say anything. So, I don't think it's going to have any effect. Like you said, in the offseason, that's up to him. If he's going to get in some trouble, he gets in some trouble. But during the season, no. I don't think it's going to be a problem at all. To me, it's more about the contract. And the mindset, maybe, of all the players in this league that now think they have a lot of power.
Think they're
and
NBA
manipulate what they want to get.
They think they're NBA players. That's
well,
what they
the
think.
The elite ones are right. starting to.
Oh, thank right. God! Yeah. Take advantage of it. Right. I mean,
but not
it really,
everybody, though. Right. It's not not everybody.
So the question
you could do what Antonio Brown did.
The question is, and I've got to believe that they did a little bit of background work on all of this. Does he respect Belichick and Brady enough? Because those are the real guys here in New England to sit there and say, "I can go, maybe win a ring. I'm going to go up there. I'm going to play football and." I'm probably going to be careful how I deal. Is he going to do that? Or is he going to just when we have an incident and we know we're getting coming up on an election here, when we have an incident that happens, an event that happens outside of football in society, is he going to jump ugly all over it and create a distraction?
No.
He's not.
Okay, well, I would say this. Does he have Devin McCourty type ability? Daron Harmon type ability to express the issues. Because I think Devin's pretty good at it. I think Daron Harmon was pretty good at it.
Yeah.
Those guys, can he talk like those guys?
Yeah, but those guys spoke from the heart.
No, okay, and I don't that's think my, to, that is
wait a
my
minute.
Point.
This guy made up something.
Well, he's a liar.
And used it to try to use it as social injustice incident, right?
Yes.
A hate crime. That's what he did.
Basically what Jesse Smollett just did.
Exactly like that.
Made it up.
Right. So to me, there's a huge difference between somebody who's just articulating his point versus somebody who's sitting there going, I'm going to use my stance and I'm going to go create something. And in this case, created a lie to be able to.
Okay. So that, to me, that's different. I would put that in a different bucket because your concern is internally locker room, personality driven.
No problem.
Are you a cancer? Are you a jerk? Are you working hard? Are you leading by example? Blah, blah, blah. All those things. I would say, I don't think you're going to have a problem with that.
Okay.
That part, I don't think you're going to have a problem. Now, when it comes to, these social injustice issues, He's probably got a lot stronger opinion than most other guys, but I don't know how good he can.
I don't mind that.
Would you feel better about that part of it if Martellus is on this football team? Do you think that's real? I mean,
I don't know. Christian thought just the opposite on Friday. They empower each other, and it might even be worse.
Run away from that.
Yeah.
Might even be worse. I think that's a combination I don't want. Like, one alone, I think put the two together, probably looking for trouble.
If it was a movie, it'd be the climax. You could tell that the climax was coming in the movie.
Yeah, I just wonder if Martellus can sort of, be there with him. Like, hey, man, I know this looks a little crazy right now, or this, you might be happy with this, but I'm telling you, like, that whole thing of, maybe they can do that over the phone. You know what I mean? Whatever, still. But having him there, maybe that does help some of it.
All right. We'll get to this with your phone calls at 617-779-7937. We'll also get into Antonio Brown, who got himself out of Pittsburgh. What the hell are the Steelers doing? And I'll add another one. What the hell are the Raiders doing? We'll get into all of that coming up next with you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Drive Home is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Now back to Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
When they see you as a suspect and the guns are drawn, you don't know what to do. You're just like, what did I do? That's why I'm asking, can you please tell me what I did? Because I'm scared and I just want to go home.
What did he say to you when he had the gun to your head?
We'll blow your head off if you move.
Everyone's down. You're running.
I'm trying to get out, Machi.
Yeah, no, stop talking. Yeah. I understand. But you understand how that looks, though.
Yeah.
Okay, you're not in under arrest. We're going to get you out of here, okay?
Totally lied. And there's, you know, evidence now to support the other side of it. And it did create turmoil at the time. He was creating a hate crime that did not exist. So it's very interesting. It's very interesting when I'm looking at the text line and looking at it. People do not want us to talk negatively here.
Of course not.
About Bennett. I understand he's a good football player, people. I get
good
that.
Good point by a texter.
Okay, I understand that. But we're not going to talk about the other side of it. I mean, as Christian said on Friday, and I agree, and Lou said the exact same thing, this is a tough guy to like, personally, when you watch what he does in his life. Terrific football player, okay? So should we just forget all of the other stuff?
No, here's the thing, though. He'll win you over. He'll win you over. He'll make some plays. He'll do some crazy. He's got really small pads, and people will probably walk you around. It's real weird. So, no, he will win you over. I think if you go back to when Martellus Bennett became a Patriot, he had more. He had just as much baggage, different, but it was significant as far as look at all the different teams that he was on. Look how many different teams let him go. And then you realize how good he was. He was a really good player, and all these teams were walking away from him.
This guy's got more. Including his previous experience with Greg Schiano down in Tampa Bay.
That one's going
to
be interesting.
And when he left, he had an awful lot of bad things to say about the coach.
Well, I would say some of it was probably justified.
Okay, but that's irrelevant. He's got to work with this guy now.
Well, I mean, I guess I do. See, that one, I'm like, I kind of get that. I've seen a lot of players, young coaches coming in, trying to, you know, force a culture and an attitude, and the team just isn't buying it. They don't believe you.
You just hate coach.
No, I like Schiano a lot. I thought he got screwed. He should have been the head coach at Ohio State, but he got screwed out of that job. But I can understand that.
Or
to
Tennessee.
Me,
wasn't it Tennessee?
Oh, sorry, my bad. It was Tennessee, yeah.
They hate their coach.
Yeah, so that part I kind of understand because he wasn't believable. Nobody believed him. He was barking and yelling and telling the guys to do things that they all knew were wrong. All of them knew it was wrong. Like, you talk about all these unwritten rules in baseball. That's one of them in football.
So this
you can be a jerk if you want to, but most guys are like, are you really doing this?
What year was he? Wasn't he the, what do you call it, man of the year? In the NFL?
Oh, Walter Payton,
was
man of the year?
A few years ago?
He might have been.
I forget. I don't know. Listen, he's done some things off the field that I don't like. But again, we've had this discussion many times. Would you bring this player in if you're the New England Patriots? Yes. Are they good? Yes. You know, I mean, it's not like he hasn't gone out there and he hasn't beaten up his wife. You know, it wasn't domestic violence. He's done some things off the field you disagree with. Can he help your football team win? Sure. Does I have to love him? No. And I'm pretty sure I won't. But I like him when I watch the games and he impacts the football team, right?
Yeah.
So I think there's nothing.
You may not.
What
even,
is wrong with that? Why are people getting so worked up?
Nominated in 2017. He did
nominated.
Not win the award.
Okay.
He was nominated.
All right.
Let's get to Antonio Brown. Pittsburgh Steelers gave up Antonio Brown for a third and a fifth.
Mm-hmm.
But it gets worse than that.
Call me Mr. Big Chest.
Because they're going to assume $21 million that's going to be just laying low right there on their cap number. On top of that, Le'Veon Bell is now a free agent, so they're losing him. So, arguably, two of the best players on their roster last year, they let go for virtually nothing.
Right.
Why?
Well, why? What do you mean why? One of the guys didn't want to play football. They neither one of them want to play football for you.
Right.
Right? I mean, so Le'Veon Bell never showed up. Antonio Brown quit on your team.
That's leadership.
So, I mean, I understand why they did it. You know, they're just moving on from these players and they're saying, okay, addition by subtraction, two great football players. But maybe if we get some of the attitude out, maybe we'll actually be a better football team. There's a chance, as good as they are. But I just don't think the bottom line is when you take a step back after it's all said and done, you turn around and say, we just traded Antonio Brown for a third and a fifth round pick. We lost. We're hoping it might help us. But we didn't get enough for the asset.
Push that money. You're paying.
And we got a $21 million cap hit next year.
That's a big number.
So it's one of those things where I think when you look at the deal itself, they got screwed. But they had to do it. Apparently, I mean, I think they did have to do it. They just didn't work out the way they wanted.
Yeah, this is NBA. This is NBA forcing your way out of it in the NFL, which. I know a lot of people are giving him a hard time and just really being critical of it. He quit on his team. You can look at it that way. But any person would love to be in his position to be able to actually have the power and the leverage to dictate your own terms. Because it never happens in the NFL where you could tell the owners to go screw. I mean, honestly, it never happens. And if those guys are pissed off, I get it because – This NFL business is a team sport wrapped up in a business, which it gets confusing. Hey, we got to play for each other. No, I mean, are you paying my bills at night? So I have to make the most of my opportunities and the time that I have to make the best of it.
Yeah, but the thing is that it's not something to be admired.
Why is it not to be admired?
Because you hate it in the NBA? But you like it in the NFL?
No.
It's ridiculous.
No.
I don't like it in the NBA, Christian.
That is the culture that they've created. So you guys, here's the thing. You guys get upset about guys, like even Kevin Durant as a free agent. So many people gave him so much flack for going to Golden State because that's the one team he shouldn't go to because they're already good.
Grow up.
So I look at it as you have this opportunity. This is your business. Loyalty is so overrated in professional sports. They try to shame you into being loyal, but they're the first ones to cut your knees from underneath you and then send you packing. Yet you have the ability to do it to them, and suddenly you're a crappy teammate.
Right. Listen, first of all, I understand where you're coming from, where the contracts are not guaranteed. And Antonio Brown's contract was not guaranteed for one single cent here. That's why he needed to get guaranteed money being traded. But the problem I have with it is that he destroyed a team this past year. And Le'Veon Bell did the same thing. They destroyed their team so that they could selfishly get more money. This was all about money for Antonio Brown because he couldn't work within the system. He is unique. You're right. He's one of the best wide receivers in the game, so he could be different than the others. He could sit there and say, screw you. I'm not going to play in the big game. And, oh, yeah, by the way, I'm going to force you to trade me because I'm going to be such an a-hole. I hate that quarterback. I hate him. He's fat.
Why is it Antonio Brown's fault that he isn't it kind of the coach's responsibility?
Antonio Brown, right now? I'm defending.
I know. No, it's weird. When I woke up this morning, I did not think I would take this side.
He got exactly what he wanted. Okay, and maybe the elite player. I mean, other guys, you know, aren't going to be able. Julian Edelman can't do what Antonio Brown just did. Okay, you have to be
a handful of players can do it.
Julio Jones, yes. Maybe Odell,
OBJ, who might be doing it now.
Who knows? And we'll see. But you know, this isn't something that you know. Whatever. I mean, Kevin Durant does it. Not everybody can do it in the NBA either, I guess. But look at what he had to do to get to this point, to get that leverage back. Yeah, he had to be a complete ass.
He had to play dirty.
He had to quit on his team.
He had to play dirty, and that to me.
But it wasn't
the
difference to me is it wasn't like he played the season out, did everything he could to respect his teammates and his team, and then once the season was over, make the playoffs, get eliminated, whatever. At that point, you do what you got to do to get out. You know, he didn't do that to me. And I don't think sitting out that last game and just being benched or refusing to play was the first thing. I mean, we know that now.
I think
that's like one of many, many, many.
Yes.
And on the final day of the season when you needed to win, he just never showed up.
Well, and to me,
he's a huge problem on that football team.
I understand that, but you guys know, in the NFL, if you want to force this issue, you have to be willing to get down and dirty.
Kawhi Leonard.
And go the distance.
And
you have to go the distance.
And destroy
Well,
a team.
What do you think they would do for you if you blew out your knee? What type of sympathy would they have for you? Absolutely nothing.
I get that.
So, okay, fine. You question the way he did it. I understand. It looks terrible. He looks like a jerk. Okay, but he won. As far as negotiating goes, as far as handling your business,
because he's got the Oakland Raiders.
Not only did he win, but he kicked their ass.
He did.
So, as far as an individual operator, right? Basically, supplying his own income because his body is his livelihood. He parlayed his, a six-round pick into what he's getting paid today. I would say from 30,000 feet, most people would look at that. Most businessmen would go, wow, excellent job. If he was a stock and you manipulated as well as Antonio Brown did, mm-hmm. you'd be a Fortune 500. You'd be on the cover of that magazine.
But it's a very unique.
But is that what you want your sport to become?
I don't think it's...
Is that what you want?
I think
you want the stars to quit on their football team? Refuse to play? To try to max out their dollars?
If that's the way the NFL... See, to me, I have a different approach and a different relationship on the player side and what the owners do and how they try to convince you, hey, this is a team, yet they're screwing you and shaming you and trying to convince you to take less money because it's for the team, right? Well, then you take less money. You take less money, and let me see, because it's for the team, right? So you need the money somewhere. Well, take it from him. How about there's so many guys out there. Justin Houston. But linebacker, Christian. Hold on real quick. Let me just remember. So for Kansas City.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Signs this big contract, okay? They're going to owe him $15 million. They cut him.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, you know what? You know that whole song and dance, and we loved you early on. We don't want to pay it to you anymore.
Okay, but here's the thing.
That's why I'm like, so it's all fair in love and war. I don't listen.
Yeah, but if you're Justin Houston, you're a free agent.
I know, but
so
the point is...
So go make your money.
The contracts aren't worth the paper they're written on.
Well, that's understandable.
So when a guy like this... And most guys don't have the stomach for it. I will give you that. I probably wouldn't do it. I just don't think I don't have the balls to be looked at that way.
But we all know it's about guaranteed money. Trent Brown, right? He just signed 4 years, 66, whatever it is. It's a 2-year deal. After 2 years, they can get completely out of it.
But he gets 37.
So should he really bitch if he gets released in year 3? No. He negotiated the deal for 4 years. He knows he's going to get 36 guaranteed. It's all in the first 2 years. It's basically guaranteed. Year 3, he's probably going to get released. You know, they're going to cut him. So should he bitch about it? No, that's your contract. Okay, listen, you're going to be a free agent again. Go do it again.
I have an issue with that contract also. So it's all bull crap. It's all smoke and mirrors.
It's a 2-year deal.
It's all smoke and mirrors. The agent comes up, I got him. No, you didn't. He didn't do anything. So as far as Antonio Brown goes, I hear you. It looks really bad. And that's a really good organization. At least you thought it was. But they screwed that up. They should be blamed for screwing up the negotiations themselves.
Well, how different?
And not paying them correctly. He was undervalued. He was underpaid.
How different would the Patriots operate if they had a guy that was only caring about himself and he was destroying the team this
Aren't
past
you
year?
Supposed
what
to?
Do you think they would do?
If you made contract decisions based on Glenn, if you make contract decisions based on Lou or I, based on what was best for us, what do you think you'd be? If you made all your decisions, Lou, based on what was best for me in my life, we would not be here right now. Are you kidding me? So I look at him like, yeah, he totally looks like a jerk, and maybe he's got the personality where he can handle it, and he's willing to do the Instagrams, the cameos, and send out the cryptic tweets and Instagram posts, because he's like, the only way for me to get out is to do this. Maybe he doesn't want to do it, but he realizes his hands are tied, and I tell you what, the Steelers really screwed it up also. The Steelers, so they're acting like a big old proud peacock, right? Oh, we're gonna make this deadline. Oh, we gotta make this deadline. We're gonna and Mike Mayock out in Oakland, he knew he was like they were full of crap. The deadline comes and goes, and Antonio Brown is still a Steeler. So all you were bragging, you were boasting, you were playing the tough guy, yet everybody knew that you weren't keeping him.
Do you know why? Because they couldn't get a first-round draft pick for him.
Yeah,
you
so
know
it,
why?
And they
you know
knew
why,
it.
Christian?
It was lame.
Oakland was the only team that wanted him. Buffalo wanted him. Buffalo was willing to give up more. But guess what? Buffalo wasn't going to pay him more. They were going to operate on the present contract that he was operating with. So, you know what? He did win. Antonio Brown gets what he wants. He's able to stick it to Pittsburgh. He's able to stick it to the entire team. He screwed their season this past year, and he gets to go to Oakland. There's only one Oakland. The next guy that tries it, you're not going to get other teams. Buffalo and apparently the Jets backed out of the deal over the weekend.
Okay.
Why? Because they didn't want to play and allow him to control the situation. And you watch what happens in Oakland. Does anybody think, and they're probably going to get Le'Veon Bell as well. They already got Trent Brown. Is anybody betting that the Oakland Raiders are going to win a lot of football games next year? Because I'm not. And you'll have two great players, maybe the best running back and the best wide receiver. You could make that argument, and they're still going to suck.
Well, the thing is that, so if I don't like, I'm not a huge fan of the way he conducted his business, but who am I to judge
Sounded
him?
Sounded like you were.
No, no, I
Said
like
the
fact.
Said he was thinking about himself, and why not think about himself?
Yes,
you can't have it both ways.
Are you kidding me?
You can't have it both ways. You can't sit there and applaud
him. You're not listening to me, so shut up. You're not listening to me, as freaking usual. I don't really condone the way he went about it, because I think I would have done it differently as far as the antics and stuff like that. That part, I'm like, you're laying it on a little thick. Like, Deion Branch.
That's how we got out.
Deion Branch had issues, but Deion Branch had issues. There's been lots of players, they've handled it differently. That's beyond the point.
Don't listen to me.
That's
listen
beyond
to
the point.
Yourself. You're
That's
not
beyond the point.
Yourself.
The fact is that he took advantage of the situation. He controlled his destiny. He wanted out. He wanted more money. He got it.
Correct.
So who am I to judge the way he went about it? I would have done it a little bit differently. But the fact is, he's gone. He's not in Pittsburgh anymore. He has more money. He got more money attached to his contract. And he's playing in a new team.
And I do not believe.
So chalk one up for the little guy.
I don't believe. And I think other guys are going to try to do it. And who knows? Maybe Odell Beckham Jr. will try to do it. I don't think a lot of guys are going to be successful.
They can't, though.
Because there aren't enough teams.
And they don't have
enough teams that are going to be willing to do this.
So it's one.
This is the Oakland Raiders who are desperate.
So
John Gruden's got a 10-year contract. He already told us last year, if he can't turn it around in 2 years, he'll give up that money. Does anybody think he's giving up that money?
First of all, I think it was a brilliant move by the Raiders. Maybe we'll get into that next, but I don't understand why you don't like it.
I don't like it.
Oh, jeez.
I don't.
Gorgeous.
In the end, good luck.
Beautiful.
I mean, good luck.
Sure, I'll take it all
day. Good luck. A team that has prided itself on being dysfunctional over the years is going to continue to be dysfunctional because they're allowing the players to control the situation. Mm. And these players, you think you don't think Antonio Brown's more empowered? Derek Carr, get me the freaking ball. I want the ball more. Good luck to them. I think if we've watched the Patriots and we've watched the success over the last 20 years, people here in New England know how it's done and how it's done right. Oakland's doing it just the opposite way.
Yeah, I can confirm that.
Thank you, Bill. It's not going to work. We'll get to it next.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game 10, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Drive Home is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Town Fair Tire sells every name brand at the guaranteed lowest price. And Town Fair offers more free services than any other tire dealer. For the best prices on tires, nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. We're back with more Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
But what's the greatest thing about this man is I've told all our receivers, if you get a chance to watch him practice, you'll see what unlocks the greatness in him. He's the hardest working man, I think, in football. Hardest working player I've ever seen practice. I've seen Jerry Rice. I've seen a lot of good ones. But I put Antonio Brown at the top. And if there's any young wideouts out there, I'd go watch him practice. And you figure out yourself why he's such a good player.
It's kind of interesting that John Gruden, after a game back in December. How does he know he's a great practice guy? What do you think he attended? Maybe one Pittsburgh Steelers practice.
Well, how many
he's
times
doing a
you
Monday
think he,
night game?
More than that.
Two?
How many times he did? Like 6 years, right?
Isn't that tempering?
So
plus, you know, he's got the coaches in his corner. He, you know, has been around since he was young. Maybe he was part of the Gruden quarterback camp.
So why do the Steelers saying something that's just the opposite? Why do I get the feeling that John Gruden's in a honeymoon period now, and so everything is going to be fine dandy? Let's see when the team is losing next year. Let's see when Antonio Brown is not getting the touches he wants. That Derek Carr is actually, because they don't have a great set of receivers, so you end up, if you're a defense, what is your game plan? Let's shut down. Yep. All right, Antonio
Brown.
And if you're a good quarterback and you know what to do, you throw it to the open guy, right?
Oh, that's you force you, it, and you throw a bunch of picks.
But people are going to get very excited about this because he's a marquee name. And yet, I'll throw it out. In the NBA, the marquee names win. I'm not sure that's the case in the National Football League. And I'll give you as evidence your New England Patriots. Prime example. Let's go back to the phone calls. Here's Keith in Western Mass. Hi, Keith.
Hey, Glenn. How you doing?
Good, Keith.
So I'm calling. I'm a dentist, and I want to. Unfortunately, I want to take your side and go against Lou on this situation.
Ooh. Oh, what do you got?
Well, you know, you can get an implant with just Novocaine, like Glenn did. If you're getting like an oral sedation or an IV sedation, then you would need somebody to drive you. You don't need to get.
Hey, Keith, can I give you one more? I had a bone graft as well.
Oh, Lord, how tough for you. You're
When they were putting
the
screw in?
I've been waiting on hold here.
Thank you.
I have a patient in my chair getting extracted. I hope the Novocaine hasn't worn off.
We got a wuss here.
Start drilling, you'll find out.
I don't know what to tell you. I'll tell you this, Keith. Okay, I've done two of them now, and I don't know why, but I get general anesthesia. So I go out.
Do they give you a pill or do they give you an IV?
IV. So am I able to drive myself and come to work that day?
No, not if you're getting an IV, but you know, if you're tough like Glenn, then you can just get a little shot of Novocaine and you're good to go.
Some people are tough. Others play baseball.
Please.
Exactly.
He's also telling me that he got it done, then he went back for a graft at the same time weeks later.
No, I said that they pulled the tooth.
Yeah.
And
you've got to let
that heal. No.
No, yes.
They let it heal.
No.
And then I came back and did the graft, okay?
Yep. After?
And then they put the screw in. And
the day they did the graft?
And I drove here and did the show with you.
Well, when they put the screw in, next time I'll drive in as well. But the initial
would have been better for the show,
taking
by the
it
way.
Out, I'm done. I do general anesthesia. Right. What do you want me to tell you?
What it was.
That's what my guy does for me.
Like I said, you don't need an IV sedation unless you know you're a little nervous, a little scared.
So if you get local anesthesia, you're good to drive?
You're good to go. Yeah, it's like a regular filling. You can have a tooth extracted. You can have a root canal. You can have an implant. Please. You can have everything on the local. It depends what kind of nerves you have and how jumpy you may be.
There you go. It's not how I do it.
All right, Keith, you got a patient waiting there, buddy. Go ahead.
Get back
to him. See you
do
later.
Your thing.
Should have Keith come in here and do all of our dental work.
I like the way I do it. I just sort of sit there and I say, hey, listen, good night. Wake me up when it's done. I don't want to deal with anything. The hell I want to deal with Novocaine and watch him pull a freaking tooth out.
Tough guy.
Blood everywhere. I don't need that crap.
Blood? The blood gets to you?
I don't know. I'm asleep. I don't know if there any blood or not. I'm sure. I'm guessing there is.
Here's Joe in a car. Hi, Joe.
I'm on the radio today.
What's up, guys?
What's up,
Joe?
Glenn, how can you sit there and say that the Raiders are going to suck? I mean,
well, they might suck.
The Raiders are going to suck.
How can you? Let me explain something.
How many games they win this year?
I'm not talking about this year. Let's go. Let's talk about this year coming up now. You sign Antonio Brown, which is arguably the best wide receiver in the league. You're possibly getting LeVar Bell, which you can arguably say is the best running back in the league. You pick up Trent Brown. You have three first-round draft picks. The Raiders has been the only team this year that has done all these moves besides, I mean, I don't know how you can say that. Let me ask you this.
Because it's the Raiders, and because the guys that I'm acquiring are individually great players. Collectively, when they're on a team, they destroy a team. And you're going to find it. You're going to find it with Antonio.
We'll see.
Brown. And by the way, Joe, this reeks of an owner, Mark Davis, stepping in and saying, "We need names to sell seats in Vegas. Go get me Antonio Brown. Go get me Le'Veon Bell. I don't give a rat's ass, Mike Mayock. I don't care if we don't win an awful lot of games. You know what we need to do? Big names for that big move to Vegas 2 years from now."
Glenn, I think you're totally wrong.
Why did everybody else drop out, Joe? Where was the competition? If Antonio Brown was that great a catch, why didn't an NFL team give a first-round draft pick? Do you think he's worth the first, Joe?
Of course he's worth the first.
Why did they get a third and a fifth, and there was only one taker for the third and the fifth?
All right, Glenn.
One.
Glenn.
Let me ask you this. Besides this year, right? Has Antonio Brown been like this bad guy that you're perceiving him out to be?
It sounds like he was when you hear stuff internally with the Steelers.
Let's talk about Ben Roethlisberger. You think Ben Roethlisberger's an angel? The guy has his own radio station. He goes on the radio
show.
And criticizes his own players. They had something back with some girls in the bathroom.
Angel,
I will say that.
Say you put them in a bar in Georgia and there's trouble.
Listen, I agree with Joe because we all thought that the Raiders, who had three first round picks, was going to give up one of them for Antonio Brown.
Yep.
So they were ecstatic to find out that there isn't a big market out there for him. So the Steelers had to deal him.
So they waited till past the deadline.
So they kept all their first round picks. They gave up. They traded Amari Cooper, a third and a fifth, to get Antonio Brown in a first round pick.
You're right. Sounds great.
So how the hell is that not good? So let me ask you: Would you sign Antonio Brown to a 3-year, $50 million deal, fully guaranteed?
No, based on what I just saw last year.
Oh, he left that chaos over there. Now he got a new team. You know, crazy takes a couple years to come out.
Wait a minute.
Crazy will take a couple years.
Pittsburgh is a very stable environment.
Well, apparently not.
Give them credit. They have been a very...
Maybe Roethlisberger's the problem. Maybe Tomlin's the problem.
Okay, all right.
I mean, I'm just saying, Antonio Brown's is crazy. I'm not going to... He's a diva. I get it.
Yeah, it sounds to me like Antonio Brown...
The Raiders got one of the best wide receivers in football for 3 years at $51 million, 17 per... they gave up a third and a fifth. They still have three.
Fun watching this.
They still have three first round picks. I think it was a great deal. I'd be more concerned about the Trent Brown money just gave than what you did to Antonio Brown.
I would too, especially when he only did it for 1 year.
It's a steal.
And you take him away from Dante Scarnecchi. You take him away from Tom Brady, who releases the ball quickly. I agree.
So you've upgraded draft picks, a third and a fifth for a first.
Right.
And you upgraded wide receivers, Amari Cooper to Antonio Brown.
And they were the only
you
team.
You got better.
Only team out of 32 teams. The 31 teams.
That's why they stole
the only
them for
team willing
fifth.
To do it. Only team willing to do it.
Yeah. Okay.
Why did everybody shy away from it? If it's such a great deal, why did every team in the National Football League?
Buffalo wasn't willing to shy away from it, but he didn't want to go to Buffalo.
No, that's not true.
He had to agree to other places.
Not true.
It couldn't work out a deal.
Buffalo wanted to do it right now with the present contract, and
he wanted more money.
That's right. He had to get the money.
That's why Oakland was willing to give him more money,
right?
Because they were able to give him more money.
Why did no other team?
He was willing to go, it was a good fit. They got the steal. Oakland stole Antonio Brown.
Lou, you're talking about the Oakland Raiders, the only team willing to do it.
Cleveland did it. Jacksonville did it. Whoever did it, smart.
You know what? When we bring up certain teams in the National Football League and we say they were the only one willing to do it, a lot of times if it's a good team, you sit there and say, they know something.
No, they were the only team able to do it.
The Oakland Raiders have been dysfunctional for years.
Not the only
third
team
and a fifth?
To do it. They were the only team able to.
That's not true. Well, third and a fifth, anybody could have done it.
But he wasn't interested. Not every team had maybe the money, the flexibility to be able to fit him in. I don't know. A cap. And maybe he wasn't willing to go there.
There are a lot of teams. How about Indianapolis? Could have him, Bell. And they passed. You know why? Because they're sitting there saying, we're more interested in the culture, team culture.
Well, that's one team.
Right. We're more interested in that than we are in bringing in a marquee name who's going to screw it up for everybody else.
And I would say that Indy screwed up. Because if I had freaking Antonio Brown and T.Y. Hilton with Andrew Luck, I'm a better football team. Stick your culture. Okay?
Yeah,
just because you got a coach that can't handle it, then maybe you got another coach up there that can. I'd say they lost out.
And I say that the Steelers are as far as we're going to have blame pie, if we can do the blame pie thing, the Pittsburgh Steelers, Kevin Colbert, their GM, their ownership, Rooney the fifth, who I don't know how many Rooneys, I don't know what Rooney this is, the third or the second or whatever, they're the ones that screwed this up. Rooney coming out talking about how it's probably not fixable, but they're going to have to move on. Kevin Colbert, the GM of the Steelers, saying that they have 52 kids and then Ben. Like, Ben is the only true leader.
He came out afterwards and said he's the only one who won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, he handled it so badly.
I would agree with that.
And so you wonder, it's like, so this is a one-off situation. This just never happens in the NFL. And I think a lot of players, and every ex-player that I see, is basically saying the same thing that I said as far as he won. Good for him. Oh, my God. I can't believe it actually happened.
Of course, that's what players do.
You know, so
you all stand by other players.
No, because, you know, it's different because the NFL players look at NBA and they go, wow, those guys actually have true power. I mean, they've turned their league into a laughingstock at the same time. But the fact that they're able to control it 2 years here, 1 year, options. Can you imagine if Trent Brown had a 3-year deal, and after the second year, he'd have a player option?
But Christian, this is
Oh, my God. Why can't somebody do that?
But Christian, this is not doing any good for the players within the National Football League. There are probably 3 or 4 guys who could do this. Okay? You know, give you an example.
That's why when it happens, you're like, all right, good for them.
So you're right. Tom Brady could be an a-hole.
yeah,
this year and force his way out. Okay? He could put he could pull an Antonio Brown. He could be a total a-hole right now and force his way out of here, right?
Yeah.
And would that be good for this team?
And he had the great
would that be good?
Okay,
no,
listen,
he'd be an a-hole.
A different situation, totally different personality. He listen, the guy's been taking less money for years. So
correct.
I would say other guys in this organization have done it.
Because he cares about the team.
Look at how early Gronk signed that extension.
Because he cares about the team.
I know, but I mean,
Antonio
listen.
Antonio Brown only cares about himself. He's not going to care about the Raiders.
Listen,
you think he suddenly is going to become loyal to the Raiders?
You package that up like it's a bad thing.
He cares about himself? It is a
Holy
bad thing.
Cow.
It is a bad thing. If he doesn't care about the team.
The guy's been putting up numbers left and right. 1,000 yards receiving, multiple touchdown years.
I don't see a guy that, you know, is malcontent, you know, in one team. He's been there forever. He's got a lot of issues, whether it's with his quarterback or his head coach or whatever it is. Maybe it's all of his teammates now. When they go to a new team, we've seen it before. For the first year or two, they're good soldiers. They are. Maybe after 2 years, maybe towards the end of that second year, there's some issues. He wants a new deal. I don't know. It'd be, what, 32, 33 at the time. But I don't see the stuff that he was doing, you know, in Pittsburgh continuing in Oakland right now. I think he's going to try to get along and show that he's a winner and you know, try to prove Pittsburgh that, you know, what they let go. All these sort of things. That was coming to play year one.
It's amazing
when
to
a
me.
Team moves on from a player.
It's amazing to me that we started this process with the Pittsburgh Steelers saying they would take nothing less than a first-round draft pick. Matter of fact, didn't they want it one time, too?
Of course they did.
They didn't want. They were not going to trade him within the division. They were not going to trade him within the conference. They end up trading him for a third and a fifth, and they trade him within the conference. And that tells me that the rest of the National Football League say to everybody else, you can have this guy as talented as he is. He's toxic. We don't want him in our environment. He will screw up our entire locker room. And one team, a team that has a track record of constantly taking these type of individuals on and making it worse for their organization, is the one team that takes them on. So when you look at it on paper, I agree, Lou. You look at the numbers, you sit there going, oh my God, they got this guy third and the fifth, and they had to re-sign him, but Pittsburgh is picking up that the whole year they're getting.
Well, I think a lot of it changed when he said, I'm not going anywhere unless I get a new deal, guaranteed money.
Right. That was
so. Then
there's
a lot of teams that sat there and said, well, okay, so if we work out a trade, do we have to talk to the player? So then basically the player has a no trade clause.
Right.
Right? That's what he had. He had a no trade clause. Because
right.
It was like, we're going to trade you to Buffalo. We got a first in Buffalo. I ain't going to Buffalo. All right, we got a first with Jacksonville. I ain't going to Jacksonville. You know, Oakland, whatever reason, I don't know. Maybe you heard those comments that Gruden said about him 3 months ago and just said, cool, I'll go to the Raiders. Let's work out a contract. So it wasn't, a lot of teams probably weren't even in play for this guy. And other teams felt like they shouldn't be. I mean, we sat here, do you want Odell Beckham on this football team here in New England?
Yes. I like the talent.
I paused.
Right, I like the talent.
All right, so what about the off the field stuff?
Well, it depends.
How
bad is he? He didn't try to work his way off that Giants team the way Antonio Brown did.
We don't know yet.
Well, because he just signed a ginormous deal.
Exactly.
But in the beginning, he was. So he obviously
Brown signed a deal.
Well, Odell Beckham Jr.
wasn't good enough for him.
Before they signed to that humongous deal, he was acting like Antonio Brown. They got to him and said, we're going to handle it. Trust us. They gave him proof. And then you didn't hear from him again. And then he actually, to the point where he was going to hold out of OTAs and hold out of camp, he was at every single practice.
On this one, it looks
Odell
too
Beckham.
Good. This one looks too good to be true for Oakland. I think it backfires on him. And I think they'll probably get Le'Veon Bell. And I think that backfires on him. And then they're going to get stuck with an awful lot of money with a bad team and a quarterback that has his head spinning.
You know what they're going to look like? The Raiders are going to be built or have the draft capital like the Browns did like last year and the year before that. And even now, they have all these picks, these number one picks. They're going to parlay that into more second and first round picks. And they're going to build their team from the ground up. So this last year with the Raiders, we don't care if we win.
You want to talk about Odell Beckham. He is going to do the exact same thing.
I think he might.
I was looking like, so this year,
I think he might.
After next season, the guaranteed money's done.
Yep.
So if you don't think he's good this year, he might play nice. But after next year, it's going to be the exact same thing. The guaranteed dollars are done, and he's going to do the exact same thing as Antonio Brown.
All right, 617-779-7937. That is our phone number. Talking some football because we are in the NFL's legal tampering period. I love it. I think you should be able to do that in life. Should be able to like have an, do illegal
things. It's like The Purge. It's like the movie The Purge.
Exactly.
You can, one day you can kill whoever you want.
I don't
want
to kill anybody. Oh. I just think that maybe you should be able to drive faster than normal. Do something.
Then you're, again, you're going to end up killing somebody.
Illegal tampering for everybody out there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.